Yesterday, we were telling you about more than 3,000 Washington State High School seniors who may not graduate because they can't pass a mandatory math test. But some think there should be more mandatory tests. A new report from the independent nonpartisan research organization, the Pioneer Institute, says the state of U.S. history and civics education is so abysmal, it makes reading, mathematics, and science achievement seem robust by comparison. Washington State, no exception. The state received a D grade from the educational excellence organization, the Fordham Institute, for its, quote, meager U.S. history standards. The Pioneer Institute report suggests a solution. Require high school graduates to pass a U.S. citizenship test, the same test that people who want to become citizens have to take. Well, Sandra Stotsky is one of the authors of this report, and she joins us today. She's a professor of education reform at the University of Arkansas. She serves on the advisory board for the Pioneer Institute's Center for School Reform. Sandra, thanks for your time.
Thank you for inviting me.
I understand part of the reason you're motivated to do this is because of your upbringing and your experience in civic affairs.
That's right. I grew up in a small New England town that had open town meeting. That's the home of democracy, as we've often been told in our history lessons in high school.
Now, of course, a lot of students say about classes like this, they're bored. They don't understand why it's relevant. Why is it?
Because what happens at the local level is how you really learn to be a citizen, what citizenship means, and what your budget, your taxes mean. I have also been a representative town meeting member in the town of Brookline, where I've lived as an adult for many years. And the most urgent questions that came up year after year at town meeting were about snow removal and trash removal. You have no idea how passionate citizens can be about the kinds of things that affect their daily lives.
I have an inkling. Sandra, how did civics and U.S. history education get to this low point?
A variety of problems affected the U.S. history and civics curriculum over the past 40 years, and they're not easily correctable, but we do need to think about them. The amount of time, first of all, for history in K-12 simply has shrunk. We know that there has been pressure to emphasize English language arts, reading, and math in elementary school as well as in high school. And this has often left social studies, which included history, getting the short end of the stick. That's only one reason. Another reason has been the need to make the curriculum more socially inclusive, which led, unfortunately, to an extreme where so much was on ethnicity, race, and gender, that our own mainstream historical narrative, what happened politically, especially the constitutional period, has almost disappeared in many history classes. And then we've had the addition of world history to American or U.S. history, and that has meant shrinking U.S. history even more. Who's going to legitimately argue that you shouldn't learn something about world history, but what do you do with what we've learned about the founding period, the basic principles on which we live, that local self-government is all about? What is what Lincoln's Gettysburg Address is about? It's about union and self-government. We have a serious problem of getting enough time, at the high school level at least, for serious U.S. history.
Now, Sandra, one of the solutions you're proposing is having states adopt a policy requiring high school students to pass the U.S. citizenship test in order to graduate. Now,
right,
with another requirement like this, another mandatory test to pass, some students might not be able to graduate. Is it worth it keeping students from graduating in order to make sure that they can pass this test?
Should we want students to vote when they graduate from high school or after they turn 18, I think we would all agree that we want new voters coming in all the time and going to the voting booth. But they should know something about what they're voting on. They should know why they're voting and how precious the vote is. So if you think that it's important for people to vote in this country, you've got to make them aware of why voting matters.
Sandra Stotsky, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Sandra, a professor of education reform at the University of Arkansas, and she serves on the advisory board for Pioneer Institute's Center for School Reform, and they think we should have this requirement.